This is Trahant Reports. I'm Mark Trahant. What will Alaska look like in 10,000 years? Who will be here? What will they do? And most important, what will be preserved from the past millennium? These are not easy questions. Even thinking about the next decade, let alone thousands of years, is interrupted by every crisis that requires our attention. There is business to transact, cell phones buzz, unanswered emails compound, and so we think about the now, not the next. What if we step back and only think about the future? We turn off our phones, we don't answer our email, and we ignore interruption. The First Alaskans Institute recently gathered a group of people together for a week in Bethel to have that very conversation. Elizabeth Medicine Crow said that the very idea is a part of the organization's vision and came from its founding board members.
And I think intuitively it makes a lot of sense for Native people. But I also think for most people, it's really hard to wrap their arms around what does that mean for 10,000 years. It's really not so much of a mystery for us because we can actually turn around and look directly in our past because we've been here for longer than that. And we know that as stewards of our time on behalf of our people, that we have at minimum a trajectory of that much time to look forward to.
Medicine Crow, who's president of the Institute, said it was a chance to convene a diverse gathering of people who were eager to think deeply about where we're going.
So it's not just corporations, it's not just tribes, it's not just nonprofits, it's also artists, it's elders, it's young people, it's mothers and fathers, aunties and uncles, storytellers, performers. It was just a real mix, and it's non-hierarchical. So it's not just about people who have a title. Leadership to us are our Native people who are stepping up to help our communities and to help our peoples.
Medicine Crow is Tlingit and Haida from Cake, Alaska. The long story that reflects the Alaska Native experience, or Native Americans for that matter, is mostly about the interruptions from the past century or two. So the current challenges are not the norm, certainly not over a 10,000-year history, but nonetheless require our attention to get back on course. And some of this course correction requires immediate action.
One of the groups, which was addressing ending child sexual abuse in our communities, decided to find a way to create more involvement with the Men's and Women's House, which was a dialogue space we created during the week. And that was so powerful for the participants in both of the houses that they came out of it knowing that this was something that was good for our community, and we need to be able to create more opportunities for other men and women and other people in our communities to go to the houses they feel most comfortable in and be able to talk about the issues and really be able to say, enough's enough. And that was really exciting to see because they're not waiting for someone to say, we now deem you authorized to take care of this, so this is now your territory, but rather, we're all Native people, it's all our responsibility. And this is something that we can do.
What struck me about the Bethel gathering, and I was only there a part of the time, was this sense of optimism about the future. The benefit of a 10,000-year horizon is that it makes every problem solvable, because at the end of the arc is a people who continue to live and survive in the land of their ancestors. The goal of the week was not a detailed strategic plan, but a framework for conversations that will continue.
To be able to make sure that we're culturally distinct peoples, not the same, not Alaska Natives all being the same, but culturally distinct societies of people. And yeah, these aren't even my words. These are my grandfather's words.
I'm Mark Trahant, reporting from Bethel, Alaska.